from St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
So, how did you decide, hey, you know, we're ready for a show? Is this something that came pretty quick in the process to get people excited about fashion, or did you want to ground them first? How do you figure out that part of things?
You know, honestly, I think we're always ready for a show. every Friday or every time we're all together, it's like a show. So, but we just thought that this would be a great way to introduce this to the community and to promising students that don't know that we're there.
I'm Sarah Fenske. On May 1st, a group of models in absolutely gorgeous attire took to the runway. In a promotional video for the event, you can see them strut their stuff to a soundtrack from up-and-coming St. Louis musician Aloha Michaud, and their confidence on the catwalk is striking. That is Rich Soil by Aloha Michaud, the soundtrack to a runway event here in St. Louis last Saturday. But the models in the video aren't just pretty faces. These teenagers are refugees, now living in St. Louis. And the May 1st fashion show represents the first public-facing piece of a new collaboration to provide mentorship to teen refugees with an interest in fashion. It's called Revival Runway, and joining us today with more details is its program director, Aloha Michaud. Aloha, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So, Aloha, this new Revival Runway collaboration comes out of an after-school program for refugees. It's called the Revival School. What's that?
Mm-hmm. So, Revival School, shout-out to my partner in crime, Mike Ramsey, who founded Revival School. And it's a program for kids that just have a lot of talent, you know, that are in the neighborhood and need a space to harness that and grow it and nurture it. So that's what we're giving them, that space to become who they see themselves as.
And is it only for refugees or also all immigrants who might be interested?
Yeah, I mean, everyone. I mean, it's everyone. If you have something that you want to share and you just don't really know how to go about it or have the resources to do it or the mentorship, we're there. We're there for it.
So when did you realize fashion should be a part of what's on offer in this program?
Well, so some of the students just showed a lot of interest in fashion or modeling or photography. And Mike Ramsey and I just kind of put our brains together and decided that, wow, we should kind of make this a collaborative effort and them all using their gifts to make their lookbooks and get them prepared for the industry so that they can get their own jobs and be a part of this industry. So the photographers are working with the fashion designers and the fashion designers are working with the models, and essentially it all works together.
So I know you're a big part of the creative scene here in St. Louis. Did you draw upon your connections and people in all these industries to bring them in?
Absolutely, I did, and I'm so glad that I'm feel really blessed to be a part of Revival School because I am an artist, but I've been doing this for a while, so I've acquired like so much knowledge and have these amazing relationships with artists and creators around St. Louis. And one of my very good friends, Brandon Vaughn, he has a boutique on Cherokee Street called Brandon Vaughn Collection, and he's been an essential part of the fashion, the students that want to learn fashion and be designers. And he's teaching the class and showing them how to do this and do it on a big level.
How did you decide, hey, you know, we're ready for a show? Is this something that came pretty quick in the process to get people excited about fashion, or did you want to ground them first? How do you figure out that part of things?
You know, honestly, I think we're always ready for a show. every every Friday or every time we're all together, it's like a show. So, but we just thought that this would be a great way to introduce this to the community and to promising students that don't know that we're there. Because it's not like hundreds of kids that are coming, but ones that show their passion and their interest in it and truly want to do this, that's why we're here, because we want to help them make this a real thing. So the show is very important, just to show the world, you know?
So this the show, it showcased immigrant and refugee women who are now living in the St. Louis area. Had any of them had any experience as designers or models in the countries they came from?
I couldn't say yes or no, but coming here, they, just the community around them, they've just had these outlets, to show that. And again, with Brandon Vaughn, he's been so instrumental in this process, just involving some of the girls in his photo shoots for his shows or his new line, of clothes. Like it's been a slow process, but it's moving consistently. That makes sense.
It totally does. So yeah. With this show Sunday, how many countries were represented?
Oh my goodness. Well, I would say all of them.
Give us a few examples. What are a couple different nations? That
I would say Nepal. One of our ladies, she has a shop here in South City called Sisters Collection, and there are these beautiful dresses, Nepali dresses that are for saris and just traditional gowns that she brought for the girls to wear, and we're all wearing them, and it's just. The colors, just to have that opportunity to showcase what she has, and it being available in the city was just wonderful. And so we all shared it. We all of us did.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because these are just beautiful pieces. We want to let people know, if you want a visualization of what we're talking about here, you can find that on our website, stlpr.org. We have a story about the fact Aloha's coming to talk to us, and they're within that. You can also find them on our Twitter, STL on Air, or also the St. Louis on the Air Instagram. And just gorgeous colors and just exquisite pieces here.
Yes, it was wonderful. The show that we did was actually to support the show that Bill Perry, the artist, here, and he painted all of these beautiful women, and it was called Beauty, Strength, and Courage. And it was all of these beautiful immigrant women who are here in St. Louis now, and the place was covered with his painting. So it just made the show shine even more. So it was just perfect.
It looks beautiful, and hearing you talk about it, I guess my big disappointment is that I missed this, and I imagine a lot of our listeners missed it. Are you planning further fashion shows?
Absolutely. Now that it's, we found a way to come and gather again together, this is definitely going to be a hot summer thing with fashion. We definitely want to do more shows and really concentrate on the classes a lot, because it's important for them to get the tutelage and the knowledge of what they want to do. And first, it starts with education. So that's what we're going to start with.
So if people are interested in supporting this work, whether they have a skill in any of these industries or whether they would just like to help, how best can they do that?
Yes, you can go to our website, which is revivalschoolstl.org. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're in South City, St. Louis at Intersect Arts. Shout out to Intersect Arts for being an amazing space for us. We're here, and we're awesome. So come be a part of it.
Well, Aloha Misho, thank you so much for sharing about this exciting new collaboration.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. We're honored to be a part of it.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air, suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations, and leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.